All right, guys. Coming up next to the stage, we have a lot of people here are Chicago expats, which is really cool. I'm really excited about that. This fantastic speaker is a writer, storyteller, and actor. She, you can find her at NikkiNikkiP on Twitter. This is Nikki Pierce.
Hi. So, hello. We're going to hit it right now, all right? There are several completely terrible things women tell you will definitely happen to you once you become pregnant. They tell you after you've already become pregnant. See, no one tells you these completely terrible things that will definitely happen to you before you're pregnant, because the truth would be its own form of birth control. One of these completely terrible things that will definitely happen to you is that while giving birth, you will shit yourself on the delivery table. Legs spread wide in front of a man you've known for a year, or like me, about 8 months, because I didn't do what good moms do and interview OB doctors. I was assigned to one, like in court. Not only is this old stranger sitting mere inches away from your special flower, which is completely unkempt because you can't see down there, much less drag a razor across it, no, your mother and the man that helped put you in this situation are there as well. And if you're a pushover, then his mother also has front row tickets to the big event. Because when you quietly voice that you weren't comfortable with your own mother seeing your birthing vagina, much less her, you are an unreasonable bitch. This unreasonable bitch was in labor for 49 hours. Yeah. I went in at 5:30 a.m. on a Tuesday and delivered a very beautiful, healthy baby girl at 6:44 a.m. on motherfucking Thursday. I had just ice chips, Pitocin, and whatever good drugs they use in epidurals in my system. I did not shit myself that day. Yay. Thank you. I was better than the prophecy set before me. The wrath that followed my luck was a shitstorm. An honest-to-God, truest sense of the word shitstorm. Since that day, 13 years ago, I have shit my pants at least 27 times. If you're thinking, 27 times isn't that much over a 13-year period, shut the fuck up, it is. Averaged out, it is just over 2 times per year, but it's not the quantity that matters. It's the raw shame and embarrassment you feel knowing it's happening yet again. It's almost like the birthing gods looked down, saw what didn't happen, something that apparently happens to every other woman in history who has delivered a baby, and decided, no, hell no. Everyone grab shit-inducing wands. It's time to strike vengeance down. And vengeance they did strike. I have shit my pants in an elevator while touring with a crush, twice before shows, on a first date, on a third date, in my bed, en route to a bathroom at a concert, at an outdoor gathering with my family, in my pants and then into a kitchen sink because my brother wouldn't get out of the bathroom. In my pants and then into an emptied out shoebox because my landlord was replacing my toilet. These are all true. While drunk at a party, while drunk at a bar, while drunkenly puking at a boy's apartment, hunched over the toilet, fighting back tears from my eyes that seemed to be pleading, God, make one end stop. Just long enough that I can switch positions and puke into the CVS bag that he's utilizing as a trash can liner. Underwear no longer protected my delicate and precious female parts. It became a fabric that provided a necessary barrier between me and my jeans, or God forbid, a skirt at work twice. What is wrong with me? Do I have a rare disease, bad luck, some form of subconscious problem where I don't believe I deserve to shit in an actual toilet in a timely, proper fashion? I'm not afraid to go in public restrooms. I don't wait until the last minute. I don't eat laxatives. I don't have Crohn's, IBS, a prolapse, rectum, anal fissures, fistulas, or abscesses. Dear God, what is wrong with me? For all any of us know, myself included, I'm shitting my pants right now. Oh, this teeny tiny problem inside my otherwise completely perfect and picturesque lifestyle isn't something I haven't tried to fix. I've taken measures to eat more complex carbohydrates, which take longer to break down and thus give you longer to find a restroom. I've cut out gluten and most processed foods from my diet, knowing that it only takes a bite or two before the depths of my tummy is grinding over and over against itself, then finally turns to fire within its depths, like Smaug and the Hobbit. He and I are the same. I can't and won't have a few sips of beer, so if you're judging the woman that is gnawing on chicken wings and washing them down with a Malbec, maybe you're both assholes. It's not just her. If I could go back to that day, I would. I wouldn't take my child, obviously. I wouldn't take back the 49 hours. I wouldn't even take back my mother-in-law. But if you find yourself on a baby table, terrified of the one thing so many women have warned you about, I hope you'll remember today and be reminded, with the power of 1,000 birthing gods, of the completely terrible thing that will definitely happen to you if you do not.
Thank you.
All right.
Before the show, someone was like, it is amazing the things people share on your stories. And guys, that's why your stories is great. Nikki, that was wonderful. Thank you.